Blog Talk Radio.
Success requires knowledge, endurance, and determination. The race is not for the swift, but for those who will endure. Welcome to the Kickstart to Your Many Achievements. This is the Coaching for Success Show with the Chief Visionary, Natasha Davis. What's your question?
Well, hey, 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 family. Good morning. It's your Chief Visionary, Natasha Davis, right here on Coaching for Success. You know, we're always giving you those tips, trends, and techniques to be extremely successful, and I'm really excited to be able to share some more good news with you about how to take your business from good to great to absolutely phenomenal. All right, well, I do have to say a great big thank you to our marketing and promotions partner, 106liveradio.com. If you haven't had the opportunity, please log on, check them out. Great things are happening Monday through Sunday on 106liveradio.com. All right, so this morning, go and tell somebody about the show, because this is not a show to be missed. We are going to be talking to one of the most savviest business women that I have been blessed to know, and you're going to learn so much from her. So if you haven't had the opportunity, go and tweet somebody, tell them about it on Facebook, go ahead and drop a little post on LinkedIn and let them know that Coaching for Success is live and it's going to be absolutely wonderful. So today, we're going to be hanging out with Mrs. Maureen Merchant-Johnson, and she is a very awesome woman who decided to venture into business many, many years ago in London, UK. And when she did that, she was very successful, had her business partners, kept growing, kept scaling. And then when she moved to here to the United States, you know, she had to take the same principles and apply it to her business here. And so today we're going to talk about the formulas for success, sometimes those little simple things that we don't even realize or even and apply. So guys, welcome Mrs. Maureen Merchant Johnson. Hello, Miss Maureen. How are you?
Hey, hello, Miss Natasha. Good morning. How are you, dear?
Oh, it's absolutely wonderful. And yes, you guys, she is a Brit. You can hear her accent. She's the real McCoy. She's not one of those others. You know, you have to check other. She is the real McCoy, and I'm so honored to have her on our show today. Really great woman of business, and just love being able to hear your principles and watch you evolve and see a lot of great things you're talking about. So today we're just going to talk about some good things in business, because a lot of times people don't know the little simple things that make a difference. But before we get into that, for those who don't know who you are, share with them a little bit who Maureen is, and so they can really understand who they're hanging out with this morning.
Well, thank you very much, Natasha, for the opportunity to sit down and chit-chat with you. You're a dear, lovely person. So, yes, thank you again.
You're welcome.
Well, Maureen Merchant-Johnson, as you say, from Manchester, UK. Most people know more of London, which we're probably just, we're neighbours to London, so I'm up the street from London, born and bred in the UK, and came to the United States. I've been coming back and forth since 2004, but really settled here in 2010, 2011. And my background was always working with people. I'm a people's person. Right. I'm a go-getter, get-things-done person, so I always like working with people. So that's my background. And when I was in England, from a very, very young age, I think my father was the one that used to, he said a quote, "My brothers and sisters, they all stayed at home, and they never went into any kind of daycare until they were 5 years of age," he said. "But there was just something different about me. And at the age of two, he had to find somewhere or someone to occupy my mind because I was just too much to handle," I think he used the word.
She's just a handful. I can't handle her. Send her
something. Yeah, from young age, I was one of the ones that always needed, needed to be occupied and something to do. So he had to put me in daycare. I said, oh, so, yeah. So from a very age, very early age, I had I was different anyway from my brothers and sisters. Put it that way.
Right, you was a cut from a slight different cloth, as we like to say. So great. So you know, and this is not something new to you. You've been this individual. You know, a lot of people say, you know, you're either made into a leader, you're born a leader. At the end of the day, it's either in you or it's not. A lot of times, that's what I say. As a go-getter, you're either a go-getter or you're not. Either you really have that in you or you don't. So. You know, again, at age two, when someone's like, "I got to find something for this kid to do because they're going to drive me insane." And now here you are as an adult. It's the same thing. You got to have something to do. so we can get some things done. So when you decided in the UK to do your own, you were, again, your own businesswoman, and you took that path or that direction, you know, as you were there in the UK, what are some of the things that you started to learn in business that you said, you know what, in order for me to be really successful, what these are the things I had to either learn how to do, or I needed to either learn how to stop doing or something. What are some of those really good business things that you learned as you were growing and thriving in the UK?
One of the things that I learned, Natasha, definitely when I first started, and I think you said those leadership skills and quality mm-hmm. came at an early age, and no matter what type of work I did from an early age, just even basic, going back to when I was basic, 17 years of age, the first job I had was working in McDonald's. Simple job yeah. working at McDonald's, and even there, I was kind of like catapulted into a leadership role within my peers. We were all going to college. You mm-hmm. call it school over here. We're all going to college, and I kind of like took on a leadership role. And very quickly, I moved into working for the local government in England, and I spent most of my career working for the local government within the social work field and children and family field. And one of the things that I really stood fast was about being very direct with people, making people know where they stand. And that was one of the things mm-hmm. that people always used to say about me. You know, one thing we can say for Maureen, we may not always agree with her, but she's firm, but she's fair, and she's very clear. And I think you yes. have to be clear. I think in business, there's a lot of people who kind of fluff and go around the houses when they can just be direct and say what they need to say. And I think you waste a lot of time going around in circles when people yeah. appreciate clarity. And I found yes. people appreciate clarity. They like people to be honest. They might not always like what you say, but honesty.
Yes.
And also for people who actually know what they're doing. There's a lot yes. of people out there that are doing things that don't actually know what they're doing. So they were the lots of
You're
things
right.
that I enjoyed, yes. And as I say, when I was working within the local government, I realized all these things that I'm doing for somebody else, I can do for myself.
Wow.
and I became very frustrated because I was managed by people who were just very mediocre. They were just going to sit in a job and just stay there to retirement. They didn't really care.
Yeah.
No kind of principle really caring about the job. They were burnt out. And they never had anything to offer me to help me grow. And I think it's very important
wow.
when you're working with people, you have to allow people to develop, and you have to be able, if you're a leader, your job is to let people grow. And some people are not able
yeah.
to do that. They feel threatened. You're going to grow and you're going to surpass them, so they keep you down. So they're some of the principles that I work from.
I love that. I love that. That's a really great That is a really great principle. As a leader, you have to have clarity, be direct, be honest, and so forth. But not only that, you also want to be able to be in a position to help people to grow. And that is very important. If you're not helping people to grow, then are you really leading? Because how can you lead if you're not leading people to where they want to be or to actually expand and to evolve and things like that? That's phenomenal. We're hanging out with Mrs. Maureen Merchant-Johnson. She is a savvy businesswoman from England. And not only that, but she is a two-time businesswoman as the co-owner of her current business, Har Bev. We're going to talk a little bit about that. But we're just kind of leading you up to the formulas for success. And you just got key point number one, develop good leadership skills, have clarity, be direct, be honest, and you need to be in a position to help people to grow. That's great. All right, so now when you were in the UK, you were doing what you needed to do, and I have to ask the question. So as you started your business, did you automatically realize or did you know I needed to have a partner, or did the partnership in your business in the UK, your company in the UK, did that just kind of unfold? Or did you know, in order for me to really get things that I need to have help in hands because I can't do everything?
Natasha, that is so true. I actually, it's a funny story, really. When I was always a leader, so I had students. So I had student social workers who used to come underneath my wing, and I used
mm-hmm.
to teach the master's degree. So they would come along with me, and they'd spend 8 months to a year with me. And it was one of
mm-hmm.
my students that came who was working with me that really stood out. I learned so much from her because one thing about being a leader, you also have to be able to learn from your proteges and learn from your students.
Yes.
And I
yes.
had this student, phenomenal woman, she probably won't be listening this morning because of the time difference, Sue Majeed. Me and Sue,
yes.
we just really clicked, and when she came to my team, we just thought alike. And I saw that she had that drive and determination that I had within myself. And it wasn't very long that I was taken underneath my wing. We were going out together, doing assessments together. She thought like I did, and she had the same principles that I had in life. She had really, really good family principles. She had fairness, honesty, and she always wanted to do things the right way. Me and her, we used to get loads of little titles. People used to call us Cagney and Lacey, the dynamic duo. We had a lot of we stood out, and we would argue with higher management for things that we believed were right. So we kind of really hit it off, and we kind of fell into it out of frustration, really. Why are we sitting here doing these things with these people that are not doing things right? They're not being fair and honest to people. So you know what? We can do it better. And that's kind of how our company grew. And we actually, our company was called Absolute Social Care. And that's how we private independent assessments. And the local authority that we work for kept us down. They didn't really want us to go any further. You've gone further. You're first-line managers. You're not going to get to senior manager. I mean, it wasn't said to you, but, you know, it's underlying. You're first-line managers. You've got a little bit of staff to manage. Get on with it. You don't need anything more. We wanted more, so we took it upon ourselves to further ourselves, and we went and paid for our own training. And we actually trained and got ourselves into the position that we were now expert witnesses in the courts. So the courts could call upon us independently of our local authority that we work for, because we were now expert witnesses. We had this title and this training, and that is how our business evolved.
Wow. You know, and again, it just, like you said, it came out of frustration. Out of frustration, you're looking at it. And, you know, something that I'm hearing, and I want to just say this is something I'm hearing, you know, don't be afraid to be bold. If you see that you can do it better, then you know what? Go do it better. And don't be afraid to be bold and to pursue it. A lot of people might be a little afraid or bold because they think that's being cocky, or they think that's being, like, grandiose. But in business, if you're not a little grandiose, you're not going to grow.
That is so true. That is so true.
And our manager,
he was very threatened by us. It's like, you've got a management position, but you're not going to get my job. And that was this line all the time. Oh, you're good, but you're not as good as I am.
Right.
And I said,
no, I'm better.
Nobody's greater than I am. And I said, unfortunately, that's been plugged into me since I've been 2 years of age, and it stayed with me. So you're talking to the wrong one here.
Right. Wrong person, honey. I love it. This is Mrs. Maureen Merchant Johnson. She is co-founder of HarBev Enterprises, and we're going to hear a little bit more about HarBev talking about that. But she's just giving you some really great formulas to success. Number one, be a really good leader. Develop those leadership skills. Have clarity. Be direct. Be honest. And also be in a position to help people to grow. Learn from your proteges, and then being able to see who have the like-minded individuals. And again, don't be afraid to be bold. If you see that you can do it better, then go ahead and make it happen. I love that. So let's go ahead, and we're going to shift gears. So you've developed enormous amount of skills as a businesswoman from a very young age, and as you kept growing, you know, every year you got better, you got more efficient, you got more effective, you got more direct, more focused. And then you decided, now you had your life change, and, you know, you got married, and you made a decision, I'm going to move to the U.S. And when you came to the United States here, but you did not carry over your business, so you didn't carry your Absolute Social Care business across into the U.S., you came and you took a different direction. What did you learn differently here? How is business different here in the U.S. from the U.K.?
Business here is very different in the sense that I think, for me, there's probably a bit more opportunities for me to succeed here in types of business, because I was very, very lucky and very fortunate to meet up with some really, really great business people, yourself included. And again,
thank you.
You talk about having an open mind and learning to grow and growing from younger people. Some people are very threatened by younger them, another woman. But I was very lucky to get into the right circle of people. And that was really a lot to do with yourself, Natasha, because I met you, and since I met you, you've opened a lot of doors for me. So I'm very, very, very much grateful for that to this day, because I was doing
a lot of,
I think in Atlanta, people told me, in England, it's a lot more of what you know will get you where, but in the USA, I found, for me, it's who you know opens doors for me here. And the who you know has worked for me. The people that I have met, I would never have just bumped into these people on an ordinary day if I hadn't had those connections with yourself. So that really, really helped me. So that the business has been different. I mean, I think if you're not good at what you're doing, you're not going to get on. But if you're good at what you're doing and you get yourself into the right group of people, they can catapult you and help you and lead you and guide you into the path that you need to go to. So that's what's really helped me. And I think also, if nobody's ever sat down and spoken to Natasha, you need to. She's a minefield of knowledge. You sit with Natasha and there's not nothing that she cannot solve a problem about anything. Of course she can. Anything you come to her with, I mean, she's not going to sugarcoat it, so be prepared to hear the good and the bad. But she's very much very much fair with it, but gives you lots of nuggets. It's then up to you what you do with those nuggets. And for me, I'm the sort of person that gets frustrated when people ask me for advice and ask for direction but never take it, and they keep coming back and keep coming back. So if you've got somebody that you can sit down and bounce ideas off who will give it to you real talk, that's what you need. That's really helped me.
Awesome. Well, thank you. Thank you very much for that. And that is something. And, you know, I think in business, it is an evolution as well, because, again, you have to learn how to evolve. And I believe it comes back to the same exact place. We're not here to be, you know, oh, I think you're so nice and keep smiling. You really have to get to a place, because when someone does come to you for either business or they're coming to you for direction, guidance, coaching, mentoring, they want you to be honest with them, because that's why they're coming to you. Help me to figure this thing or whatever problem I have out. So that's really great. And thank you so much. I appreciate that. So as you came across from the UK to the US, and then as you were watching things unfold, you realize it's not only what you know, but it's also who you know. So then you adapted to that very quickly. You realized, I need to get to know some people. So you started learning and meeting people and meeting a very diverse amount of people, had a good time. And then the pivotal moment came where you decided, I'm going to launch a co-launch, my company with my husband, Harbev Janitorial Company, and our Harbev Enterprises, so we should say, which is a janitorial company. So tell me, you know, a little bit about, how did you come to that decision? How did you come to the place where, okay, we're going to start this Harbev Enterprises, here's what we're going to do? Because under Harbev is a bunch of other things, but your main is janitorial. When you sat down, what was the thought process you had? We're going to go ahead and do this.
I think, Tasha, my life has a pattern. And again, Harbev was born out of frustration.
A lot of frustration. She's a problem solver, y'all.
You know what? I can do this better. So I was spending a lot of time when I first came here, and a lot of people may or may not know this. I do have an insurance license. So I did the insurance bit for a while, and I kind of tried that out. It didn't work for me in the sense that some people are really good at that. I was good at speaking and sitting down with people, but I didn't really make a lot of money, you know, and at the end of the day, we're in business for money, let's be honest.
To make money,
all day long, but that's not what life's about. But me and my husband, we already had our foot in the door for many, many years. My husband has always done some type of janitorial work on the side, as it be, and then he had a franchise of the company. And I came along in my business mind, why are we just building up a franchise for somebody else and making somebody else rich? We can do all these things ourselves. Now, my husband, being the type of person he was, he didn't want me, because he's looking at, oh, you're coming from England, you were working to do all these assessments and what have you. I don't really think you're going to want to come over here and start working in this field. So he didn't really even sit down and talk to me. We kind of like had this discussion one day, and I'm saying, look, we're here in this together, and whatever we need to do to succeed, and I know that I can be successful at that. I can be the background and get the paperwork, because he could do all the legwork, but the paperwork side and getting the administration side together, those are sort of things that he struggled with normally to do with time, because he was just trying to do everything on his own. And one of the things that I said to him, I learned from a very early age, you have to learn to delegate. You can't do everything. Delegate doesn't mean that you can't do it and that you're wrong. That's a good business person will delegate so they can use their time more efficiently.
So, down
and we toyed with ideas, and people always ask, where did the name Harbev come from? All the names of the people you can think of, I would take them to clean it. You know, been out there a long time. So, my mind is one of those kind of like to solve things. So, sitting down and working out, and within a couple of hours, I thought, why don't we just use our names? Now, my husband's first name is Dassel, and mine is Maureen. Now, they don't sound like very dynamic names for business. No one's going to. Those two names.
Exactly. Hard to merge together.
Yeah. So fortunately for both of us, our parents gave us middle names. So we have second names.
Yes.
And playing with the second names, I thought, Harbev. I tried different little combinations. And I said, honey, what do you think of this? And we have the capital H,
H-A-R and the capital B, Harbev. And it kind of like just kind of catchy, stands out. And it's a good conversational piece, if anything, when people ask you, how did you come up with the name? It gets you in front of people to have conversation. So that's how Harbev was born. And since I've taken on that role and got my head around what needs to be done, what Harbev entails, it's really given me a task, because I'm the type of person that I am. I need something to focus on, like a baby. I need something to grow. And if you've not got something to grow, I come into something that's existing. And I think that's what I found difficult when I was selling the insurance. It's other people's existing businesses. It's hard to come in and grow and put your stamp on it sometimes without stepping on people's toes. So I like something that I can develop and make my own. Mm-hmm. I think that's how Harbev has excited me, because I can come in, obviously with other people around me, but put my own mark on it and get a stamp on it and do the kind of things that, and take the business the direction that I think that me and my husband wanted to go into. And we're very happy in the way the direction of the business is going. Very happy at the moment.
Yes, very good. And yes, I'm so excited about the success that you guys are having, watching it grow. Now, you've taken some of the great principles that you've learned from your previous business and being able to apply it. What are some of the transferables, like two or three of the transferable skills that you have taken from your previous industry and your previous business and that you are now also implementing into Harbev, which is allowing you to be successful?
I think one of the things that I would say in terms of, because I also have a bit of a teaching background, I did teach towards the end of my career, and I believe in training people, because not everybody knows how to do things the same way. And obviously we don't all want to be robots, but you need to have, especially in this field, janitorial, you need to have some sort of standards and some kind of consistency. So we have had a lot of up and down with that, with people who either don't want to take the ride with us because, oh, why do you need to tell me how to clean? I know how to clean. I clean my house. Yes, but cleaning your house is the same as when you're working for a company. We need to have standards. And they're the things that I've implemented, knowing that you need to have standards. You need to have a format, a formula to work to. We can't have 10 people out there doing 10 different things. We need to have some kind of consistency and some kind of, like, a blue stamp, a blueprint that everybody is working from the same principle. So that's one of the things that I am developing. And it's still a work in progress. And in the longer run, and I was just talking about this the other day, I want to develop a training pattern, my own training pattern and my own training manual, so that everybody that comes through the door, when they start working for us, they have a couple of weeks of intensive training, so that I know that when they walk through the door, they're thinking how they should be thinking, and we're all thinking on the same way. That everybody's not out there doing. And for me, the principles, like, if you don't know chemicals, you can go in there and you can make a lot of damage to people's carpets, to people's furniture, if you don't know what chemical can be mixed with what chemical, how to store the chemicals. So it's those sorts of things. I always try and find out, it's all very nice, the fluffy things, but what are the side effects? What can go wrong? So I like to find out what can go wrong so that I've got that as well there, so that we can try and prevent it, because prevention is always better than cure.
Correct. Yeah, and you don't have to keep making apologies for, we didn't mean to mess your carpet up or strip your floor.
Yeah. I didn't know.
Our bad. That's when you go, our bad.
Why didn't you know? You should have known that. And why don't your people know?
Why didn't you know? Yeah. You know, one of the things that I appreciate about you, too, with your leadership and your directness, is that when you're talking business, you eliminate many of the miscommunications. Like, you eliminate the, I thought you were joking. I thought you weren't serious. You eliminate that by being, again, like you said, very clear and very direct. So you eliminate the room for miscommunication or error, and you make it very clear and direct. And again, some people may, again, in the U.S., especially in the South, in the South as the U.S., people may say, well, you seem a little brusque or whatever, but at the end of the day, they can't be unclear about what it is that you were saying, or, you know, there's no miscommunication. And that's something that I believe most people appreciate more, because, you know, if you're joking and you're smiling and you're mixing in too many laughs and jokes and giggles and kicks, people don't know, which part was serious. you know, exactly. Which part were you serious about? Because we were joking and laughing and talking about everything else under the sun. So I really like how you delineate. When we're talking about business, we eliminate everything and let's talk about business. We'll get through that once we're done and we agree on it. Then if we have a giggle or a chuckle at the end, then we can giggle or chuckle. But let's make sure we're clear, which I like that. Clear.
Yeah.
Very good.
Yeah.
Guys, we're hanging out.
I didn't tell you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're hanging out with Mrs. Go ahead, Maureen.
People don't sometimes know how to take you because you are from England, so they have this misconception, or they, you know, or they say, oh, is that how it's done in the UK? It's not done like this over here. It says business is the same the world over.
Business is business.
The world over.
Yes. I don't know what you're talking about, but business is business. Guys, we're hanging out with Mrs. Maureen Merchant-Johnson here. She's co-founder of HarBev Enterprises. If you haven't had the opportunity, please log on to H-A-R-B, as in boy, E-V, as in Victor, harbev.com. You will learn a little bit more about what they have going on, and you too can reach out to them and utilize them for your services. It is a family-owned and operated business. And today we were just talking about some of those formulas for success as it relates to business on a whole. But being able to utilize the HarBev Enterprises team for your services, you'd be surprised. They offer a lot of great things. And once you start with them, I can guarantee you that you won't want to turn around. You're going to want to stay with them. So I'm really excited that we've had the opportunity to speak with you and to understand those formulas to success. You've dropped a lot of key knowledge, you know, developing good leadership skills. I really love that. Be clear, be direct, be honest, and help people to grow. Learn from your proteges. Don't be afraid to be bold. If you can do it better, then go ahead and do it. Learn to delegate in order to be successful. And again, have systems. I like what you said, you know, systems. And a lot of people in business, that is usually one of the biggest missing links, which is systems. Have a system and stick with it. If it works, then stick with it. And I think people are afraid of having the system, like you do it over and over again. So if you start it, then that's what you keep doing, because that's really how businesses grow. They grow through systems, processes, and procedures. So it's really good. Now, as we're wrapping up, what are some of the key things? You know, we have maybe about a minute or two. What are some of the key things and key services that HarBev Enterprises provides? So when people come to you, what are some of the things that they'll be patroning you for?
HarBev, as you say, we do a lot of, mainly the main focus has been commercial, janitorial services, but we have moved into the area of residential, and we're growing that. That is growing very nicely. And we specialize in floor care and carpet cleaning. A lot of people have cleaning companies, but they don't actually do floor care. That's a specialty.
Okay.
Everybody can do that. And we also have a team of people that do electrical and plumbing. So we have that side as well. And we have a landscaping side, handyman service, and property management in general. So we can go into the house and we can actually take care of everything within the household. So we can help fix it up, clean it, get the wires running, get your plumbing sorted, and everything will be done once we get inside of there. So it is a big service, as I say, we are focusing on getting some of those property management. So I'm reaching out to people who are in the real estate business, people who are managers of apartment complexes, because we're really trying to get into the turnkey. We used to do that a long time ago before I was here. Yes. My husband was running the company solely, so we're trying to get back into those fields. Yes.
Nice.
You know, that'll be
perfect. Perfect. Well, you guys log on to harbev.com. That's H-A-R-B as in boy, E-V as in Victor, harbev.com. So you too can learn more about HarBev Enterprises, and as you need them, you can patron them accordingly. And again, this is Mrs. Maureen Merchant Johnson, who's co-founder of the company, and I'm so honored that you was able to carve out a little time to come and hang out with us today, and I really appreciate you, and I hope you have a phenomenal day.
You too. Thank you very much, Tasha. You're a great leader yourself, so don't you forget that neither. Yes, and thank you again for having me.
Thank you. Oh, wonderful. Thank you so much. It was my pleasure. Thank you.
Yeah, you enjoy the rest of your day.
I will. Thank you so much. All right, guys, that is Mrs. Maureen Merchant Johnson of HarBev Enterprises. Log on to harbev.com. And don't forget that I encourage you to be productive, be progressive, and without any hesitation, be 100% successful. I'll catch you at the next show.
Are you interested in bringing more awareness to your business or event? Well, 106liveradio.com is just what you need. We are very serious about the way we conduct our business and would like to help you. We also provide more than just a radio service. To get more information on how we can help, simply send us your email at contactus@106liveradio.com or call 404-910-4589. Our enthusiastic staff will be more than happy to assist in taking your business to the next level. 106liveradio.com, your Caribbean and American radio station.
Now you've been coached for success. Your chief visionary, Natasha Davis, wants you to be productive, be progressive, and be successful. Tune in next time for another edition of Coaching for Success. What's your question?